Hello, this is Kenneth Minglava, Chano Kenneth Ba. These are the pattern practices and exercises for Chapter 7 of the book, Easy Burmese. When Naiu's girlfriend Samantha wants to know the Burmese word for pagoda, she asks, Pagoda go pamalu bakole. Pagoda go pamalu bakole. Pagoda, of course, is the English word that she wants to know the Burmese word for. Pamalo in this context means in Burmese. Bakole is the question. What's it called? Put it all together, you get pagoda go pamalu bakole. What's a pagoda called in Burmese? For beginning level Burmese learners, this is a very useful structure because with this structure, you can ask for the Burmese word for a lot of things that you want to know about. So let's try practicing this format in a few variations. I'll start with the English prompt, followed by the proper way to ask for it in Burmese. Here we go. What do you call a monastery in Burmese? Monastery go pamalu bakole. What do you call a mango in Burmese? Mango go pamalu bakole. What do you call jasmine in Burmese? Jasmine go pamalu bakole. Now I'll give you the English prompt for a word, and let's pretend that you want to know the Burmese word for those English nouns. Okay, here we go. Museum. Museum go pamalu bakole. Now, nunnery. Nunnery go pamalu bakole. And shop. Shop go pamalu bakole. Now let's do market. Market go pamalu bakole. Let's do school. School go pamalu bakole. Let's do river. River go pamalu bakole. Now let's ask for the word for bridge. Bridge go pamalu bakole. Last one, let's ask for the word for library. Library go pamalu bakole. If the context makes it clear that you are asking for the Burmese words, for example, you are in a Burmese class and you are asking that question in Burmese, so it should be pretty clear that you're looking for the Burmese words. So you don't have to keep repeating pamalu bakole. You can just ask bakole. For example, shop go bakole. What's a shop called? School go bakole. What's a school called? Vendor go bakole. What's a vendor called? And so on. Let's move on. When Naiu replies that a pagoda is called paya, he replies, pagoda go paya lo kore. Pagoda go paya lo kore. Just based on this lesson, you've already learned a few new words. So we can say, for example, pagoda go paya lo kore. A pagoda is called paya. Walkway go zangdan lo kore. A religious site walkway is called zangdan. Vendor go zede lo kore. Vendors are called zede. And finally, entrance go wimbao lo kore. An entrance is called wimbao. Let's practice this format with a few new words, shall we? Here we go. I'll give you the English prompt, and then you'll try to figure out how to say this in Burmese. A monastery is called Pongji Chang. Monastery go Pongji Chang lo kore. A nunnery is called Thila Shen Chang. Nunnery go Thila Shen Chang lo kore. A market is called Ze. Market go Ze lo kore. School is called Chang. School go Chang lo kore. Shop is called Sign. Shopgo, Sainglo Kore. A river is called Nye. River go Nyelo Kore. A bridge is called Dada. Bridge go Dadalo Kore. A library is called Sajidai. Library go Sajidai lo Kore. Two of the terms you learn in this dialogue may deserve some special clarifications. This is Zangdan, the word for walkway, and Mok, the word for gate. These are words that are specifically for walkway and gate of religious site. You would not, for example, refer to an office building's walkway as Zangdan, and you would not call somebody's home's gate as Mok. For a regular walkway in an office building, you call it Zenja. For a regular gate in a normal building or somebody's house, you call it Wenbao. Let's move on. When Samantha sees the entrance, the grand gate of the pagoda, she asks, Dabale? What's this? Dabale? What's this? Related to the word da, something you can point to, something that is close to you, as this. There are also diha, this item or this thing, or hoha, that item or that thing. In both diha and hoha, the word ha represents some sort of non-specified object. Diha is this object, this thing, this item. Hoha is that item, that thing, that object. There are a series of call and responses, exchanges that are in the book that you can practice with somebody. I'm going to give you at least once the pronunciation guide for each of those exchanges. So here we go. Dabale, what's this? Da Shwedegong Paya, this is Shwedegong Pagoda. Dihabale, what is this thing? Diha Pongji Chang, this is a monastery. Hoha Bale, what is that thing? Hoha Zaundan, that is the walkway. Diha Bale, what is this thing? Diha Thila Shen Chang, this is a nunnery. Da Bale, what is this? Da Wimbak, this is the entrance. Diha Bale, what is this thing? Diha Sajidai, this thing is a library. Hoha Bale, what is that thing? Hoha Dada, that is a bridge. In the dialogue, Samantha also learns that Ashemok is the word for Eastern Gate of the Pagoda. Ashemok, Eastern Gate. The word East is represented by the term Ashe. Let me also give you the rest of the words that you need to describe the other cardinal directions. These are the words that are in the book. Practice them with me, please. Burmese followed by English definition. Anaumok, the west gate. Myaukpetmok, the north gate. Dangbenmok, the south gate. Ashewenbok, the east entrance. Anaumok, Wenbao, the west entrance. Miaope Wenbao, the north entrance. Dangbe Wenbao, the south entrance. Ashe Dada, the east bridge. Anao Dada, the west bridge. Miaope Dada, the north bridge. Dangbe Dada, the south bridge. Ashe Zaundan, the east walkway. Anao Zaundan, the west walkway. Miaope Zaundan, the north walkway. Dangbe Zaundan, the south walkway. When Samantha is walking around admiring the pagoda's architectural features, she makes some exclamations. One of them is a jiji, really big. Another one is a mianji, really tall. The final particle G is often used to exclaim things that are big, large, huge, tall, and so on. It's a particle for emphasizing greatness. Its opposite is the particle LE to emphasize smallness, diminutive nature, shortness, and so on. For example, Dodo LE, really short. Thede LE, really small. Let's try to practice the basic exclamations written out in the book. I'll start with Burmese, followed by English definition, and they use the words that you have already learned in this lesson in the secondary and primary vocabularies. Here we go. 디폰지장가 찌지. This monastery is so big. 디폐야가 아미엔지. This pagoda is so tall. 디드다가 아셰지. This bridge is so long. 디사치다가 세세리. This library is so small. 디니까 도도리. This river is so short. 디루가 뿌뿌리. This person is so short. Alright, that is all the exercises and patterns for this particular chapter. I will see you next time. 나마 뒤에.